68. Tomorrow, it's rain showers in the morning with thunderstorms later in the afternoon. A few storms may be severe with a high temperature of 77. Tomorrow night, scattered storms in the evening with cloudy skies overnight and lows around 60 degrees. I'm 7 News Meteorologist George Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
Partly cloudy and 79 degrees.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up,
protesters tell us what happened as they were cleared from George Washington University's campus. I'm Luke Lukert.
What led police to clear that encampment when they did? At the Wilson Building, I'm John Doman.
Salvage crews at the Key Bridge in Baltimore will soon start using explosives as part of their work.
This local business owner has a cheeseburger that's getting more and more famous.
This is 100% my passion.
I'm Nick Einelli.
11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan, assessing the damage in a city hit by two tornadoes.
Our neighborhood, we're definitely going to take a while to recover, but thank God it looks like everybody is safe and accounted for.
She's in Portage, Michigan, just south of Kalamazoo. So is CBS's Roxana Saberi.
In this city, halfway between Chicago and Detroit, two confirmed tornadoes in the span of 90 minutes Tuesday evening caused extensive damage, including at the strip mall.
Literally, you can see straight through Pizza Hut.
Tornadoes also did damage in parts of Ohio and Indiana. Sections of Missouri, Kentucky, and Tennessee could see rough weather today. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports it seems the U.S. is doing more than telling Israel that it opposes a full incursion into Rafah.
Senior administration officials are now confirming that, yes, the U.S. did pause this shipment of 1,800 2,000-pound bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs. And the reason that they did that, they say, is out of concern about this imminent ground invasion by Israel of Rafah.
More than 30 arrests reported at George Washington University, where a protest encampment was broken up and a crowd marched to the school president's home. Metro D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith.
We began to see an escalation in the volatility of the protests at GW. This started last Thursday when a campus police officer was pushed by protesters and an item was grabbed out of the police officer's hand.
A House panel right now is hearing testimony on anti-Semitism in K through 12 schools. New York City School Chancellor David Banks.
There have been unacceptable incidents of anti-Semitism in our schools. When Jewish students or teachers feel unwelcome or unsafe, that should sound the alarm for us all.
A Georgia appeals court has agreed to take up the ruling that allowed D.A. Fannie Willis to stay on the Trump election case. The lawyer representing FTX in bankruptcy court says money's been gathered up to repay creditors and investors who lost billions when the crypto exchange went belly up. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
If you're a customer of FTX, the money you get back will be based on the value at the time of the FTX bankruptcy. That's November of 2022. Unfortunately for customers, they will not be part of the rise in crypto that we've seen since November 2022. Most cryptocurrencies have almost tripled since that time.
An attorney says 9 of the 10 wrongful death lawsuits after the 2021 Astroworld Festival crowd surge in Texas have now been settled. Wall Street Dow is up 70. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 on WTOP. It is Wednesday, the 8th of May. Mix of sun and clouds, 79 now, heading to 90. Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Dozens of protesters under arrest now after D.C. police cleared out an encampment of pro-Palestinian demonstrators at George Washington University's campus at Foggy Bottom. Our team coverage begins with WTOP's Luke Lukert.
33 protesters were let off in handcuffs, most charged with unlawful entry and some with assault on an officer. You can hear the crowd chanting as they are put in D.C. police vans. One protester tells WTOP he saw officers come in riot gear.
I was there when they rolled in, stormed in from all corners, bikes and everything.
While some were arrested, numerous dispersed.
And then they kind of said over a loudspeaker, they were like, this is your first warning.
Meanwhile, some present on campus say it's about time the encampment was cleared.
If students were wearing KKK hoods and chanting that they needed to globalize lynching instead of chanting that they needed to globalize an intifada, you know, a campaign of suicide bombings and stabbings against Jewish students, then the response from the university administration and the NPD would have been very different.
In Foggy Bottom, Luke Luger, WTOP News.
Hours after that police action, city leaders gathered at the Wilson Building to explain what led to the change of course at George Washington University. WTOP's John Doman listened in.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says the decision to clear the encampment was made on Monday, following increasing volatility there, including assaults and building break-ins.
In addition, items that could potentially be used for offensive and defensive weapons were being gathered.
This clearing occurred just hours before the chief and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser were being called to Capitol Hill to explain to House Republicans why it was allowed to continue. But both are insistent that the timing of that played no role here.
I want to be clear that our responses to demonstrations is always rooted in public safety.
However, that hearing is now off the schedule. At the Wilson Building, John Dome in WTOP News.
In Charlottesville, after dozens of protesters were arrested at the University of Virginia this weekend, critics are saying that the school's response was too aggressive. 27 people were arrested Saturday protesting the war in Gaza. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has more now from UVA's president and the school's police chief.
This was escalating, and I was concerned.
In a virtual town hall, UVA Police Chief Tim Longo said he repeatedly told protesters they were welcome to stay, but their tents had to come down. He said Saturday morning he was getting the message from protesters that they had a duty to fight for their cause, to win, and that they had nothing to lose.
Their actions and words caused me to conclude that voluntary compliance with my request wasn't an option they'd be willing to consider.
I know many have questioned and will continue to question our decisions, and I will always second guess them myself. It's impossible not to.
UVA President James Ryan.
These were very hard calls, excruciatingly hard, but we tried to make the best decisions we could under very difficult and volatile conditions. And we made those decisions with an eye toward the safety of our entire community.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Hackers have targeted first responders in our area. The Rockville Volunteer Fire Department says it's been the victim of an online hack in the past week, and $220,000 was stolen. The cash had been raised to buy two new ambulances. The fire department says its bank has been able to recover about half of the stolen money. MoCo 360 reports police and the FBI are investigating. Coming up on WTOP, as we check money news.
Are dating apps getting too expensive? I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather on the way in 30 seconds.
At Kaiser Permanente, we know that wellness means more than physical health. And as a business leader, you have an enormous amount of influence on the overall well-being of your employees. Happy and cohesive teams increase employee engagement and improve the work experience for everyone. As a result, businesses have lower employee turnover and decreased costs related to recruitment and absenteeism. Learn more about how you can support the total health of your employees at kp.org/leadboldly/WTOP.
It's 11:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8s. Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Leaving Virginia, headed into the district, northbound 395. Solid delays across the 14th Street Bridge onto the eastbound freeway. It's northbound 395 after the 12th Street Expressway. That's where the right lane is blocked for the work zone. Beyond that, you are clear toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Southbound DC 295, still delays coming off of the BW Parkway. The work after Eastern Avenue continues to block the right lane. If you're traveling on the Beltway in Maryland, delays approaching and passing River Road headed across the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. In Virginia, on the outer loop and inner loop between the Georgetown Pike and the Dulles Toll Road, that's where the work continues to block the right lane. Northbound and I-95 coming past Dell City, headed toward the Prince William Parkway. First, you have the broken down tractor trailer on the left shoulder, still drawing some attention there. Heavy duty wreckers on scene. Then, as you continue further northbound toward the Prince William Parkway, we have the left lane blocked for the work zone there. They're doing bridge work today. Otherwise, 66 eastbound before Marshall exit number 27. That's where the left lane is blocked for the work zone there. In Maryland on the Beltway, looking pretty good in Prince George's County between Beltsville and Oxon Hill. Northbound I-95 headed toward 212. The earlier mobile work crew is cleared from the left lane. BW Parkway southbound headed inside the Beltway near the Good Luck Road overpass. That work is cleared from the right lane. If you're traveling Route 50 across the Bay Bridge right now, two-way operations not in play as of yet. So you do have two lanes east and two lanes in the westbound direction and running without any kind of delay so far. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Jordan Evans now with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Tracking your forecast, intervals of clouds and sunshine today with warm temperatures near 90 degrees. West winds around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Evening temperatures staying in the 80s until 8 o'clock, then at 70s and upper 60s overnight tonight. Any showers, chances are low today, but it's increasing tomorrow, especially during the afternoon. A few storms may be severe with high temperature around 78 degrees. Tomorrow night, scattered storms followed by clouds overnight. I'm 7 News Meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
78 degrees in Silver Spring, 83 at Fort Belvoir. It is 80 now in Northwest Washington with partly cloudy skies. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 11:10 on WTOP. Time for Money News at 10 and 40 with Jeff Claybaugh.
Reddit is losing money, but it's not for lack of advertisers. Its first report since going public, Reddit says it reports a 48% year-over-year jump in revenue. Ad revenue was up 39% alone. Reddit is also growing its advertising faster than any other social media site. It's also not so obscure anymore. Reddit ended the quarter with almost 83 million active users. With mortgage rates still high, more borrowers are looking for alternatives. Nearly one in four mortgage applications last week was for a VA or FHA mortgage, often with lower down payment requirements. About half of mortgage applications last week were first-time buyers. Singles using dating apps may have limits on what they'll spend. Tinder saw the number of paid users fall for the sixth straight quarter after raising prices to as much as $30 a month. Tinder also launched premium invite-only dating platform last year called Tinder Platinum. That's almost $500 a month. The Dow is up 71 points. The S&P 500 is down 2. The Nasdaq's down 26. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Save on premium protein at Whole Foods Market. Get 20% off New York beef strip steak, no antibiotics ever, with Prime through May 14th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Up ahead, controlled explosions may be part of the next cleanup phase of the collapsed Key Bridge. We'll have details. It's 11:12.
Hey, Verizon customers. Want the best in-home Wi-Fi? X marks the spot. It's never been a better time to switch. Get Xfinity Gig Speed Internet for the lowest price ever, with unlimited data included. So you can stream, shop, chat, game, and work on all your devices all at the same time. Now through May 14th, new customers can get Xfinity Gig Internet for only $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add one line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited. For savings more than $800 over Verizon in your first year, X marks the spot. Switch to fast, reliable Xfinity Internet and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Gig Internet and one Xfinity Mobile Unlimited line versus Verizon Fios Gig Internet and one welcome plan line. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Reduced speeds after 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go.
SKYRIZI, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about SKYRIZI today and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Just ahead, officers lost in the line of duty are being remembered in a 24-hour vigil. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
I'm Katie from Long Windows. For decades, we've helped families just like yours bring beauty, value, and safety to their homes. With our top-of-the-line energy-efficient window, you won't lose sleep over your next energy bill. We do window replacement the right way, the long way. Buy two windows, get two windows free, plus no payments and no interest for 2 years. Visit longwindows.com to get your free estimate today.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now we're coming up on a election year and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 11:15. Nice to have you along on a Wednesday. I'm Mark Lewis. In Baltimore, crews will soon turn to explosives to help clear the wreckage of the collapsed Key Bridge. Precision charges will be used as early as next week to remove large sections of the bridge that remain across the bow of the Dolly container ship. It is the next step after yesterday's recovery of the last missing road construction worker. Officials say section of the bridge will fall into the water once the explosives detonate, and then those pieces can be removed by cranes. Crew members still aboard the Dolly will shelter in place during the operation. Once the big ship is freed from the bridge wreckage, it'll be refloated and removed from the Patapsco River. Police officers lost in the line of duty are being remembered this week. WTOP's Mike Murillo reports from a 24-hour vigil in Gaithersburg.
One by one,
Officer Noah A. Liotta.
The names of 21 fallen officers and one canine officer are read.
Canine Blitz.
They all died while serving the people of Montgomery County with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, the Montgomery County Police Department, and the Maryland National Capitol Park Police. Montgomery County Police Chief Marcus Jones.
These are the things that remind us that we must always, always remember those who have given the ultimate sacrifice.
Retired Montgomery County Police Sergeant O.J. Lennon, among those holding a blue candle.
You want to keep their memory alive and show every respect you can.
In Gaithersburg, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
A controversial menu item is being dropped at a fast casual restaurant.
Panera plans to stop selling its charged lemonades that are at the center of lawsuits. It comes as the chain revamps its menu to offer new low-caffeine drink options amid allegations that the highly caffeinated lemonade drinks caused 2 deaths. A 21-year-old woman with a heart condition died in 2022, allegedly after drinking a charged lemonade, and a 46-year-old man died from cardiac arrest after his family says he downed 3 of the drinks last October. But Panera is not saying whether the drinks are being discontinued because of the lawsuits or health concerns. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The lemonade contained about 3 times as much caffeine as a typical 8-ounce cup of coffee. Here's a quick look at the top stories we're working on. D.C. police have cleared a pro-Palestinian protest and encampment from George Washington University early this morning. Dozens arrested. School officials from Maryland, New York, and California testifying on Capitol Hill today about their response to incidents of anti-Semitism on campus. Keep it here for full details on these stories in minutes. WTOP brought to you by Jiffy Lube, where speed meets quality for an oil change and vehicle maintenance experience you can trust. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com for a location near you. It's 11:18. That means traffic and weather on the 8s. Back to the traffic center and Rob Stallworth.
Delays coming inbound on 50 through Chevrolet and southbound off of the BW Parkway to go southbound on the DC 295, where the work zone after Eastern Avenue continues to block the right lane. Northbound 395 coming past the 12th Street Expressway. That's where the right side is blocked for the work zone as well. Your delays stretch back into Virginia and approaching the 14th Street Bridge. Inner Loop and Outer Loop in Virginia between the Toll Road and the Georgetown Pike. That work continues to block the right lane. Outer loop delays are coming past River Road and across the American Legion Bridge. Inner loop slows approaching Tysons and Route 7 headed toward the Georgetown Pike. If you're on I-95 southbound, brief delays going across the Occoquan down to 123. Northbound I-95, maybe have the work zone set up near 630 in Stafford along the right side of the roadway. Then delays briefly passing Triangle headed toward Dumfries. Further northbound toward the Dale City truck scales, that's where we had the work in the left lane. Then the broken down tractor trailer is on the left shoulder with a heavy duty wrecker still drawing some attention there. Beyond that, you are clear toward the Springfield interchange. In Maryland, westbound Route 50 coming across the Bay Bridge, the left lane is blocked for two-way traffic. Preps but not running as of yet. Branch Avenue between Birch Hill Road and Earnshaw Drive. That's where we had the malfunctioning traffic lights. They were stuck on red, according to Maryland State Highway. Otherwise, on Branch Avenue, northbound between St. Barnabas Road and Silver Hill Road and Iverson Street, that's where the right lane is blocked for the utility work. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Let's check the 7 News First Alert forecast. Meteorologist Steve Rudin is joining us live now. Steve, how good are our chances of seeing a shower or a thunderstorm today?
You know, relatively low, but if we do see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up, the best chance is going to be across southern Maryland and then over toward the northern neck, and then we could find some brief heavier downpours along with rumbles of thunder. Otherwise, it's just going to be hot and humid today. Temperatures mid-80s to lower 90s, well above normal for this time of year. Now, as we head into the evening, a pop-up shower can't be ruled out. Same for the first part of the overnight, but after midnight and then through the early morning rush hour commute tomorrow, likely to see some pockets of heavy to moderate rain along with some embedded thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the 60s. Now, depending on how quickly all this clears on out and how much sunshine we see tomorrow, the more sun, the better chance for stronger storms later in the day. Part of a cold front, if clouds stick around, that severe weather risk is going to be much lower. Highs tomorrow will be in the 70s, lingering showers and a few storms on Friday. Temperatures in the 60s. It's 83 degrees this hour at Reagan National Airport, looking at 81 in Potomac and 80 at Tysons.
Steve's forecast brought to you by Len the Plumber, Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Straight ahead, we'll hear about why a lot of folks are talking about a mobile burger business and how good it is. It's 1121.
I'm John Morgan. When you call Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, your very own army springs into action immediately. 24/7, our investigators, legal staff, and over 900 lawyers work together to fight to get you the best result as quickly and easily as possible. Insurance companies know who we are, and now you know it too. This firm was built for greatness. This firm was built for you. Injured? Call your army. We're ready to roll. Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Mary Ann Monroe, the Vice President of Total Experience Solutions and Services at Maximus, on the 2024 CX Exchange, talking about the benefits of applying artificial intelligence to customer experience data.
AI is putting together the common sentiments around topics, as well as enabling employees with Agent Assist, for example, where AI is really helping to understand the topics being asked and serving up the particular knowledge that our employees can use to answer questions.
Create connections on every channel to elevate and transform customer engagement. The Maximus Total Experience Management Solution is redefining the customer experience to move your mission forward, seamlessly blending human-centered design, data insights, and secure technology into one digitally powered solution, reimagining government service delivery at Maximus.com/TXM-solution. Again, that's Maximus.com/TXM-solution.
This is WTOP News.
It's 11:23. A Montgomery County man's mobile burger business is getting a lot of people talking and chewing. Our Nick Iannelli stopped by for a WTOP Small Business Spotlight.
I've always been a big hamburger nerd.
And Hunter Carameddos has turned that passion into a popular local business, Stee's Burger, which you can track on Instagram as it goes to various locations each week across the D.C. area.
A lot of my friends were trying my cheeseburgers, telling me I needed to start selling them. So we did one pop-up, sold out, and the rest is history, I guess.
When you bite into one of his cheeseburgers, it really does melt in your mouth.
We got 7 cuts in our blend and a special bone marrow in there, too, that creates a bit of a buttery richness you don't get from a regular fat.
And Carameddos is getting famous for all this. He was just recognized by the Washington Post, which named his burger the #1 best cheeseburger in the D.C. region. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Now, the word Stee's in Stee's Burger is slang for stylish and easy.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. As some crowded European cities have attempted to apply entrance fees to limit over-tourism, like Venice, still others have taken a more dramatic step. Amsterdam has now put out a halt to any new hotel building as part of the city's campaign against mass tourism. By putting a stop to new hotel construction, city fathers hope to cap overnight hotel stays to only 20 million visitors a year. And in Barcelona, the city is removing some bus routes from Apple and Google Maps to shield the locals from the tourists. Don't try finding the #116 bus on Google. Part of its route passes by Gaudi's famous Barcelona Park. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum, solving what's next for the intelligence community.
It's 11:25. Let's go back to Dave Preston.
Nationals haven't woken up to a winning record mark since Friday, July 2nd of 2021. Kyle Finnegan and company are, believe it or not, 18-17 after beating the AL East leading Orioles last night.
This one, for whatever reason, felt a little more meaningful. You know, it's been a while since we've been over 500, and we've been putting in all the work necessary behind the scenes, and to see it starting to come to fruition has been exciting, and to do it against Baltimore in this series is special.
Finnegan enjoying a special season so far, a big league best 12 saves on the year. Mitchell Parker, Kyle Bradish, tonight's mound matchup at 6:45 on 1500 AM. WNBA Mystics.